conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
So Laura and Maggie of OXB Jewelry, I love supporting women-owned businesses. Obviously, it's very true to my heart. And I believe that you guys are just everywhere right now. So I was like, we got to get these girls on the podcast. I've seen you featured in Shape. You guys were featured in Esquire, New York Magazine, BuzzFeed. You're now sold in Free People, which I'm a huge fan of, and also Urban Outfitters, two of my favorite places. So I want to tell the listeners about OXB. Why don't you just give an overall overview of the business itself?
Okay. Laura and I started the business about 2 years ago almost. The business itself is sweatproof jewelry. So we met in Laura's fitness class. She was teaching spin, and my background is actually in jewelry and metalsmithing. So we started this business that was made for the fitness industry, essentially, and it's products that we handmade here in Denver. And it is made to like sweat with you, move with you, shower, swim, you name it. So we're going for that sort of like indestructible, can wear with any outfit and any time of day piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I love that. You guys sent me a necklace and I wore it when I was on the beach even, because it's just like, I've always seen girls doing that, like kind of dressing up their workout wear, their beach wear. And I'm like, how do they do that and not mess up their jewelry? That was like, because the metal can get kind of weird typically. So you guys have found a way to keep it sweatproof. And this whole business in general, I just want to know about you guys' journey to starting it, because I know we talked a little bit before, but y'all both had careers doing other things before. So talk me through a little bit about that journey.
Related, but other for sure.
Okay.
Totally.
What do you mean?
So my background is actually in metalsmithing and in jewelry production.
Tell us what metalsmithing is, first of all.
So metalsmithing, there's like all different kinds, but traditional metalsmithing is like fabricating things out of sheet and wire metal. And so my other career was just making jewelry, essentially, so similar, but it was a different line of jewelry. And so through that I learned about this material that we use called gold filled metals, and I've had pieces for like over 10 years and they're super durable, and so that became like the product that I would always wear to exercise in, and it's such a great product to wear like throughout the day and to have with you. So I really wanted to like get more into the fitness world, which is where Laura comes in.
Yeah. So a few years back, Maggie walked into my spin class. She was like rehabbing her ankle from an injury, or her foot from an injury. Doesn't love indoor cycling, but she kept coming back to my class, and then we ended up, you know, going to coffee and stuff afterwards. And then I ended up doing a project for her other business, Oxbow, on the marketing side, because while I was a full-time fitness instructor, I also had kind of like a freelance marketing, like website building side hustle. And so I did a project with Maggie, and then she proposed to me.
I business proposed.
Yeah. She business you proposed did. To me. She
yeah.
did.
Yeah. After coffee one day.
Yeah. Wow, how romantic.
It was like 2.5-3 years ago, and we started OXB pretty much 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So the start date moves.
Yeah. So when you did go do this proposal, as you called it, what was your initial reaction, Laura, to just like uprooting your life? Like once you're in this, I feel like this is a common theme amongst people and women, especially, you know, once you get into adulthood, you have all these responsibilities, it becomes very difficult to think about rebranding your life, right? Like you've built something completely already. You're like finding your flow. Were you unhappy in that? Were you happy? Like, I want to know the train of thought that goes into someone saying, hey, we need to start this business and like, let's change everything.
And you're it. Let's go.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Like to a fault, I'm kind of like a yes, let's do it person. It gets me in trouble sometimes, sure. But other times I make like really good decisions out of like not thinking about it too much and just saying like, yeah, let's go for it. Like, I don't remember sitting down with myself. I was on a work trip when we were emailing each other back and forth and pretty much all caps lock. They're very, very embarrassing emails back and forth to each other. Like, let's start this business. And I don't ever remember being like, is this going to be good for my life? Like, I always, like, we initially thought like, oh, it'll fit into our lives kind of as it is right now. And I don't think we ever imagined the OXB that it is today. No. So like, I didn't have that conversation with myself because I was like, yeah, I love Maggie and I love working with her. And why wouldn't we start a business together? Like, so I don't know if that's like the right answer, but it is.
Figuring out your goal by 30.
Oh, yeah.
What was your goal by 30?
My goal was to start a business by the time I was 30. And I was like freelancing, which I didn't consider like starting a business. I kind of want to start like a real business.
Yeah.
I didn't know quite like what that looked like. I didn't do a lot of planning, but then I think Maggie plopped in my life for a reason.
It always happens that way. So Maggie, yeah. What was your experience with that? Like leaving your career to start something new?
So we actually, neither of us left our career to pursue this. We sort of like tested the waters, which we were really lucky to do because again, Laura was in fitness and was pretty like connected in fitness. We were able off the bat to make sure that like our product was received well because it is sort of unusual.
Right.
So we got it on a bunch of fitness instructors and they wore it and we sort of did that organic marketing in that sense and like made sure we had this product fit. And then we were really like making both happen all the time. Like it was crazy. Like I have amazing photos from my partner helping me package, like it was all hands on deck kind of thing. And then I want to say that we like the holiday season before last year and COVID and everything, we were like, all right, we have to, after we survive the holidays, we need to reevaluate how we're going to do this. And then we took a trip to Mexico. We sat down with each other for like 5 days, sort of talked about what we wanted out of all of this. And then COVID hit. And so her spin career was put on hold and I wasn't traveling to like wholesale shows or anything, basically taking my entire business online, which she's an expert at. So it kind of worked out that way. And it's hard to imagine how it would be different if
right. We
were flourishing in our other careers. So I don't want to say like fortunately, but also in this case, fortunately things have happened the way they have.
COVID kind of made a decision for us.
A little bit.
Yeah,
made it a little bit easier. And it sounds more like you integrated what you were already doing into OXB versus just completely abandoning something and starting anew. Yeah. So right. Let's talk, you guys mentioned COVID. And when I was talking to your agent when we were first booking this, they were telling me that you grew your business 1,400% in the pandemic by pivoting from being a brick and mortar retailer to an e-commerce business, which I actually spoke to another girl. She does this no-baked cookie dough and she had all these brick and mortars across the nation. Yeah. And when COVID hit, I think they were already maybe going in this direction, but they completely shifted to e-commerce too. And she said it has been 100% the thing that kept their business alive. It's a game changer. Yeah. So talk me through your experience with that. Do you guys think brick and mortars are just done? I'm like starting to wonder.
I hope not. Yeah. Opening one.
We're opening okay. One. Okay. Okay. So you think it was a COVID related thing?
Well, so in the beginning of that, one of the ways that Laura and I made this work was that we started this whole, like with our other careers, was we started this whole thing as a wholesale only business, which was not something I would do again. But
what does that mean? What does that even mean?
We sold to like fitness studios. So we sold
gotcha.
Brick and mortar. So we didn't have a brick and mortar.
Gotcha.
And then the genius that is Laura and online everything, I will let her take away from how we pivoted because it really made it a difference.
Yeah, late 2018, we did a lot of wholesale. And that kind of like launched our business because we were in a lot of fitness studios. And then, you know, not even 6 months later, the world shut down. Fitness studios shut down for a long time. So sweatproof jewelry in a fitness studio wasn't like top priority.
Yeah. Right.
So like 90% of our revenue went away like overnight. And so again, we did little thinking and a lot of just doing and pivoting to complete e-commerce and navigating that. And our business kind of took off. We didn't have any money to advertise or anything at the beginning of 2020. So we built an ambassador team of like a lot of amazing athletes and, you know, fitness professionals and kind of people all over the fitness and wellness spectrum. And they like organically spread the word about OXB first. Mm-hmm. So that, and then 2020 took an evolution, but again, we were like so focused because we were forced to like kind of quit everything else and just work. I mean, it was the only thing to do.
Totally. At least you had work to do. Yeah.
We feel lucky.
We made work to do also.
Yeah. It was interesting. Yeah. So what a weird year, but we made it.
Yeah.
And on the other side of that, we are sitting in like our new retail. We are opening a brick and mortar in 2 weeks.
Beautiful.
Our own.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
So this is in Denver.
This is in Denver. We are in the Rhino Arts District. It gets like a ton of foot traffic. And we are basically like most of our products, we already offer local pickup for our local people. And whenever people come by, they're always like, oh my gosh, can I try on the disco chain with this necklace and whatever. So we're like, we have to have these products available for people.
Yeah.
So we are opening brick and mortar. It will also
hopefully
have like,
it's not
a super cool chain. Yeah, chain
Amazing.
Bar for people to kind of like come customize their own pieces of jewelry.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking before and I said I wanted you guys to bring just the truth about owning your own business, because what I have a huge female audience and I always want to empower women to do everything they want to do and more. And so I feel like we can learn from each other by just giving shared experiences. And I think being a woman in business in general has its own set of obstacles, but being a woman who owns their own business, is there something that you guys have learned in the past 2 years? And I heard a lot about the word pivot, which kind of like struck me as something that really you do have to do in business constantly. But is there something in that that you would like to share with the listeners about things that you've learned or had to grow and change and evolve and what that looks like in business and how you would look back 2 years ago to yourself and say, hey, this is what you need to know?
You know, it's funny. Like when we tell our story, it seems like, oh, 2020 was great. We like pivoted. We met each other in a spin class. It kind of sounds like a weird fairy tale sometimes when you talk about it. And then I think back and I'm like, it wasn't that rainbow and sparkly. one piece of advice.
We have to keep going. It's sort of what you said. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we have made and have turned around is like planning for exactly what something is going to look like and either completely missing the mark or like being on a separate planet or whatever. And it is sort of like building that really strong foundation that you know that you can keep going through multiple different scenarios. And sometimes you don't know until you get there, right?
Totally.
For 6 weeks, we were like, our business is dead. Like, what are we going to do? And then come May is when we really kind of turned everything around. So March is when it closed down. May is when it really turned around. And it was, you know, I wish I had like more encouraging advice other than just keep going. But it really is just like being a little bit of a chameleon and knowing that it's going to look different and that's not necessarily failure and that can look so different in 6 weeks.
And And just being able to make that switch quickly. Like if something doesn't work out, just do something else. Like if this is how you thought it'd turn out and it doesn't, just do something else. Like it just don't get too hung up on anything and don't get too hung up on how other people run their businesses. Mm. I think when you're first starting, you look to other brands for like guidance and advice, and the way that everyone appears on the internet, as you know, like it's different than real life and everyone has their own struggles in business and going forward. So I think you just kind of have to keep going.
I actually love that though, because I think especially in this cancel culture, we all kind of have this mentality of like, this is how it's going to go. I'm going to set this up. I'm going to follow these steps like this other business, like you're saying. And then when it doesn't, it feels like it can feel like a failure. It can feel like I'm not cut out for this. I need to quit. But if you have your mind set on your love, your goals, all of those things, you can kind of just pivot and rewrite how it's going to look to get to what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. And not to discount the fact that sometimes you're really disappointed in the way that turned out or disappointed in yourself. But
which is where having a business partner really does like come in and cut the day.
It does.
You know?
I can't imagine.
Well, let's talk about that because that can be a very complex piece of business, especially, I would imagine, especially two women. You know, I've had situations where I've been in a partnership once and then I've worked with friends in other capacities and it can go really well and then it can go really bad. And how do you guys feel like it benefits OXB to have the two of you. And then also tell me some of the things that maybe you've bumped up against that have been, you're like, oh, this would be so much easier if I was on my own. Have you ever felt that?
Honestly, no, definitely. Especially because I mean, I have another jewelry business, right? So it's,
yeah,
I know what it's like alone.
We feel lucky. I mean, yeah, we do have a great relationship. It is like sisterly. We do speak our own language at this point. And it's unlike a lot of business partnerships that we hear about. Okay. Friends that have businesses and business partners are not so lucky to have it work out like this. I think we do have like a general respect for like what each other's strengths and skills are. And they're honestly completely different, which is also really helpful. Yeah. Like yeah, Maggie handles all the product side, and all of our products come out of her brain. What did you order, by the way?
Is the necklace, I think you might have it on. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a big circle.
The exercise chain?
Yeah, it's like a thicker chain. Oh no, neither one.
Yeah.
It's a thicker chain.
It's the Serena.
I bet it's the
yes,
Serena.
Yes, Serena, yes. Yeah. I love it.
Which we name our products after athletes.
Yeah.
I love athletes. That. I figured
yeah.
That's what it
was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, back to why Maggie's the best. No, I just think we have a general respect for each other's skills, and we kind of like, I don't know how it works.
So I do most of the design and product, and Laura does pretty much everything online, growth related,
yeah,
marketing. And they are really different skill sets. And
oh, yeah.
I think we have an appreciation for like, I could never do what she does. And there's not a critical bone in my brain about what she's doing, because one, I don't think I could do it. And two, if I tried, I wouldn't be good at it. So
likewise.
Just mostly like, thank God I found you. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that we don't like have bad days and get frustrated with each other, but it's like, I think when we finally got a little bigger, we started being like, okay, it's me, it's you. And then it's this third entity, which is our business that now employs 6 people, and you know, and it's not like, it's not about getting your feelings hurt or being like, you know, straight up, I'll send Laura a photo and be like, what do you think of these 3 designs? And I would say 2 years ago, if she didn't love them all, I'd be like, oh man. But now it's like 1, 3, get rid of the other 7 or 8 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And this is how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that makes sense though, because I've always heard really successful business people say that the reason they've found such great success is not because they're specifically so talented. It's that they can admit the things that they know they're good at, but that also the things that they know they're not good at, and bring in people to help, you know? So it's like, you guys right. have found the balance of running a business that maybe, you know, if you're just doing the product part and you love that part, but you would have had to hire someone to do the other stuff anyway. So it's like,
we love Gina. It's just like when I first approached Laura about helping me with my other jewelry business, I was like, I love making things. I hate selling things.
And she 100%. Like, oh, I get that so hard.
Yeah. She was like, oh my God. Okay. So, and she's like, amazing.
And you're the opposite, right? Yes.
Yeah.
No, I got fired from making things last okay. year when we finally grew a little bit. I was off that production line as fast as possible. I mean, Maggie was so patient with me, but
that's amazing.
Really, this business has stretched us both in a way that I don't know that we would have been otherwise.
Yeah.
Well, I love that though, and owning your strengths and your weaknesses. I think that's a really good lesson for all of us in everything. Yeah.
One other thing that I do think is like kind of interesting about Laura and I is that we were not friends. We liked each other, like had a nice connection before we started.
But we weren't friends, yeah.
And like now I can't imagine any facet of my life without her. But I do think that has made a difference, especially because when we first started, we were like, you know, we want to work with as many friends as possible. And that can be really hard and really complicated.
It is. Why is that so hard? People try to ask me that sometimes and I'm like, I don't really know, but it is so hard.
I think because you don't want to, I don't know. I feel like part of it is like you want to maintain a friendship over, again, this like other thing that has to happen.
Sure. Yeah.
And you worry about hurting people's feelings. And then you're like, okay, we have to have this business meeting. And then should we go get a happy hour? And then you're like,
I don't know. It feels muddy. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we've had, you know, ups and downs with that.
For
but
sure.
Yeah, our business came first. And then our like best friendship came. And
naturally, luckily.
Yeah. That's huge, I feel. I know you guys do a lot of work in the community, and also giving back has become a very important thing for OXB. So talk me through that, why that's important to you guys, what you're doing, all of it.
So again, when Laura was talking about how we did this like switch to ambassadors, that was sort of our first, we did like a support your studios, and it was basically when everybody's studio closed down, we did a program that was, if you buy a drop-in in a class for future use, we will issue a gift card for that amount. And then we did that with, we realized like so many of our friends and peers were going to have to go online with their fitness model, so that we switched it more to like support your fitness instructors. And if you bought like their package they were offering or their drop-in class they were hosting from their living room, we would also issue you that same gift card amount. So that was sort of the foundation of how we sort of got the ambassador community involved. And then we're like, this give back component is inseparable from our business at this point. So,
So from there, I mean, it's kind of unsustainable to keep doing the drop-in and the studio thing. But when COVID first hit and everyone went indoors, it was like the rally around small business was actually huge in fitness studios. And so we kind of dove in there as like the first campaign for give back. And then we figured out a more sustainable way to do that long-term. And it was just to donate 5% of our sales. And like, that's just the number we decided on. And you can choose your charity at checkout. Like June is all LGBTQIA+ charities for the whole month of June. We rotate them regularly. So you can just choose a checkout where your 5% goes, and we donate every month. And
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of our ambassadors and people that we work with and customers like are involved in something they care about, right? And that's our hope too. So we'll do some like partnerships with people that are hosting community events and they need products and things that like, that way it's not just the piece of jewelry, right? Like it's a piece of jewelry that means something to you. It signifies something important to you. And then bonus, like it also financially donated something. And it's that cool feeling of like, we donated it together, right? Like you ordered on your computer, we're here in Denver making it, but like together we donated this to something we mutually care about, which I think is awesome.
Shopping with that sort of cause behind it always is like, oh, well, see, I need to go buy that. Like, it always helps me to want to shop more.
Well, and it does.
Mm-hmm. Makes it a little more beneficial for everybody. And you're like, see, I really needed that piece of jewelry because I'm giving back to this charity or whatever it is. Well, ladies, I'm so excited for you guys. I love all of the stuff you're doing. I know you mentioned the brick and mortar. So talk us through, what are the next steps for that? What else do you guys have coming up?
No sleeping.
Exactly.
We're kind of on the home stretch right now. We've hired two amazing ladies to help us with our retail store, but it's going to be OXB jewelry, of course, like some of our best sellers in the store. A build your own chain wall.
Oh, that's cool.
But we're also bringing in brands we love and that we believe in, some like female founded brands and people of color owned brands. And it's just important for us to keep our mission of why we started this business, but we're excited to like bring another aspect to it. So it's called our exercise store.
Okay.
And it's kind of just going to be like everything sweatproof.
Yeah. We were, there's really like, besides going into the mall or into fitness studios, I feel like it's not that easy to try on activewear. So we're bringing in a few lines that we really like that we source from the community and they really like. And hopefully we can rotate those to other independent designers and things like that. But that was sort of, so it is like a little bit of apparel and then it will be mostly our jewelry and then things like Bala bangles, which we love those women that started it. And we're doing like some adaptogenic powders from a local woman. We're going to just rotate some designers and things in.
Sounds amazing. Well, you guys go check them out. Where can people keep up with your, the updates? Like where are you guys on social media?
Laura. Our Instagram is.
I know. I saw Maggie's face. I was like, okay, I should go to Laura.
She's like, gotta go.
Yeah, it was nice to see you, Maggie. Like,
I'll make whatever you. Our Instagram handle is our exercise brand.
We're doing a
really cool giveaway right now. With mirror. We're giving away a mirror. We're giving away $500 jewelry, $250 in our exercise store swag. So huge giveaway going on our Instagram right now.
And then where can people shop? I know Free People, Urban Outfitters, and then OXB.com. Is that?
So maybe Urban Outfitters will hear this and we'd love to be there. We're Free People.
Oh, I don't know why I got the note that you guys were in Urban Outfitters. Yeah, maybe I'm manifesting it for you.
I hope so.
We hope so. We're in Free People, and then our website is shopoxb.com.
Shopoxb.com. You guys go check it out. I'm a huge fan. Uh-oh, we just froze. What was the last thing you said?
Oh, if you have a local studio that you think we'd be a good fit in, we'll always, like, you know, hook you up with a little gift or discount.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, so everyone listening, if you have a local, I know. Look at that. There you go. I got some places. I'm going to hit you up. Awesome. Amazing. You guys, I'm such a fan. You guys go check out their jewelry. I've been wearing it to all my workout classes and on the beach, like I said. So if you want to dress up your look a little bit or be a little more fashionable. It's so nice to be a little more fashionable after COVID. Like, we're out of sweatpants. Right. Let's all look a little cuter. It's more fun. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.